Unit 12. Teenagers' Views on Politics. Speaker 1.
Politics isn't a topic that I talk about with my friends very often. There doesn't seem to be much encouragement to discuss politics. At my college, history class is the most common forum for discussion, in which we can talk about the history of voting. It would be good for politics to be talked about more frequently and in a more current way. The media and the radio play crucial roles in terms of bringing wider attention to politics, which is a good thing, but it could also be a threat because they can influence people in a certain way. My grandfather, a former mayor, is the man who inspires me most politically. As well as giving me books to read, he encourages me to think about politics and to form my own opinions. For me, voting is an important tool in a democracy, and people should take it seriously. I think it's important to be proactive and to take an interest in how the country is run, not only for adults, but also for youngsters.
Speaker 2.
There are a lot of places in the world which are really nasty. You can get into big trouble if you do something that the government disapproves of. I feel as though we're all very lucky to be here in America, and life is pretty great most of the time. But at the same time, there's a lot of stuff that can be improved. In addition to voting, I think it's everyone's duty to try and solve problems to make it a little better. That's why I not only follow politics quite closely, but I also engage politically in my community. I try to get out there and do my part to keep this country a good place. Some fellow students also share my view, and we've already handed out leaflets on certain issues and organized some meetings with local politicians to discuss current affairs. We know that we can't bring large-scale change, but at least we can make a little difference, especially in the area where we live. I know that in this case, I'm a bit different than most other people my age. This is probably due to my parents' engagement. They were also very politically active when they were younger. But all in all, I just try to make things better. For other people, but also for me.
Speaker 3.
The reason why politics doesn't appeal to teenagers is because it seems very egotistical and superficial. The politicians appear to want to do what's best for the good of the country, but I think they will say anything as long as it gets them votes and into more powerful positions. Also, the whole system is very traditional, and there seem to be very rusty structures. As a student of today, I pay no attention to politics. No references are made to us in any campaign. In my opinion, tuition fees increase in order to fund wars and other unnecessary projects. There would be so many other things to do with the money. At the same time, many politicians worry about falling numbers of young voters. It is a development that can be seen in many European countries. But are they really that surprised? If they ignore students' needs and opinions, we actively choose to ignore them. Do politicians not realize that students are the future of politics? To be honest, like my whole family, I'm quite fed up with politics at the moment. So we all boycott elections for the time being, even though it might be wrong.
Speaker 4. I'm really interested in politics, although I have to say that at times it's a bit frustrating because it seems as if nothing happens. But a large number of my classmates don't follow Australian politics at all. Some of them are interested in international politics, like with what's going on in America and Russia and so on. But local and national politics is somewhat uninteresting to them. I was really stunned a while ago when nobody could name our current state governors when our teacher asked in class. I mean, there are just six of them. That's not too hard, is it? Students seem to be excited by the glamour of international affairs, but do not realize that the point of politics is to bring change to normal lives. Talk about local or national issues, and their eyes often glaze over. Perhaps more emphasis needs to be put on politics in the educational sector to change that.